Hey, let's talk about Robin E. Jones, 6/16/57. Date of visit is 5/30/2024. This is a 66-year-old retired home health worker who about 11 days ago suffered a ruptured appendix, ended up in the hospital with renal insufficiency, metabolic acidosis, hypokalemia, hyponatremia, hypoalbuminemia. Patient subsequently underwent surgery, has a drain in place, is being treated with INVANZ, which is a carbapenem, carbapenem antibiotics, 1 gram a day. She also has a PICC line in place on the left arm, period. She used to be very awake, alert. She hasn't worked as a home health care person for some time because of issues with back and joint pain, period. Patient is now receiving the antibiotics to the 11th of June, scheduled to see her surgeon next week. On Thursday, she has drainage in place, and it's draining approximately between 20 to 25 cc's every 24 hours, period. The dressing is changed every 3 to 4 days. And the nurse Carlos with the Avatar, AVATAR, Home Healthcare Agency, sees her on a regular basis regarding her IV infusion, as well as taking care of the PICC line in the left arm, period. Medical problems: hypoalbuminemia, hypokalemia, hyponatremia, ruptured appendix, metabolic acidosis, chronic kidney disease 3B, AKI. Family history: mom is 99 years old, still alive. Dad died of mesothelioma. Medical problems: hypertension, no diabetes, glaucoma. Medication: she's off her pain medication now. She takes Robaxin 500 milligram PRN, Losartan 25 milligram for blood pressure, and her eye drops. Allergy: none. Or sulfa drugs. Social: once again, she's single. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She has one 35-year-old son. Review of system: pain is diminished. Patient is becoming much more active. She's receiving PT and OT at home. Has had no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion, no fever or chills, and tolerating the antibiotic therapy well. The site, the PICC line site is clean. Blood pressure is 120 over 60, pulse is 92, respiration is 1802, sat 88%, 98%. Heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal, there's no redness of the lower extremity, there's no evidence of DVT, negative Holman sign. Assessment: number one, ruptured appendix. Number two, abscess. Right lower quadrant. Number three, status post drainage. Number four, drainage in status post abscess drainage. Number four, external drainage in place. Number five, sepsis. Number six, renal insufficiency. Number eight, last creatinine was 1.37, which jumped up to 3.67. Next number. O2 saturation is stable. Next number, trace edema lower extremity, most likely related to hypoalbuminemia. Next number, lactic acidosis resolving. Next number, hypertension stable. Next number, increased liver function test. Subsequent related to patient sepsis. Next number, gallbladder did not show any evidence of stones. Next number, the liver function test is slowly improving. Next number, leukocytosis improved. Next number, tachycardia resolved. Next number, hypotension resolved. Next number, patient's goal is to return back to work. Next number, continue with the IV antibiotic to the 11th of June. Next number, push fluids. Next number, increased protein. Next number, the patient is to see her surgeon next Thursday regarding the discontinuation of drainage. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length. Thank you.